Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
A purple smear on Rexy's nose. That's how I knew something interesting was happening down the long rock road. Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie. Are you ready to stomp on in? Big adventures start with little steps.
The long rock road clatters like marbles underfoot. Wild berries sweeten the air. The sky is a soft blue blanket. London is walking along when she spots someone sitting very still by the roadside.
Should she keep walking? Some days you hurry, but London pauses. She blinks, she tilts her head, she moves closer because curious and kind are two of her favorite things. When she reaches the traveler, she sees a scraped knee and a little sigh that sounds like a tiny wind.
London kneels down and asks, "Hi, are you okay? Do you need a friend?" The traveler answers, "My knee hurts and I'm a long way from home." London hears the worry in the voice and her little heart does a tiny flip. She decides to call the den. Some things are better with friends.
Tank comes thumping first. He spreads a moss-green blanket, soft as a cloud. Mama T-Rex hums a tune that feels like a warm hug. Lincoln leans two sticks to make a tiny shelter from the breeze. Rexy quietly gathers berries and two big leaves like plates.
Rexy tries to make a berry sandwich. He smushes berries between the leaves and then, achoo! The sandwich sticks right on his nose. He walks around like a tiny purple hat. London giggles. Tank snorts. Even the traveler cracks a small smile. Little laughs are like little lights, aren't they?
But they don't stop at funny. London asks, "Would you like some food? Would you like me to sit with you?" The traveler nods. So London sits right beside them, close enough to keep company, not so close that it feels crowded. She listens. She asks a question. Listening is one of the kindest things we can do.
Tank folds the blanket like a soft pillow and pats it down. Mama T-Rex hums a little louder. Her tune moves through the rocks like a warm breeze. Lincoln points out a row of tiny blue buttercups by the road and says, "Look, little stars on the ground." Each small thing they do makes the traveler feel a little safer.
The traveler nibbles the leaf-wrapped berries slowly, sticky around the lips, and smiles like sunshine peeking from clouds. They tell a short story about the market, with bright ribbons and a brook that giggles over the stones. London listens like a sponge, soaking up stories and kindness both at once.
Still, there's a tiny worry. Could the traveler walk again? London checks the knee carefully. It's not scary, no yucky details, just a scrape that needs slow steps and patient hearts. She offers her arm and says, "We can try together, one small step at a time."
As the traveler walks, they say, "Thank you. I felt very alone, and then you stopped."
London feels something warm inside. It's the feeling of doing the right small thing. Sometimes the biggest bravery is staying where you are until someone feels better.
Now, a little story from the Bible that sounds a lot like our day on the road. I'll tell it simply. Once, someone was hurt beside a busy road. Many people walked past, but one person stopped. He listened, he bandaged the hurt, he carried the friend to a safe place, and he paid for their care. He didn't want reward. He just wanted the friend to be safe again.
That helper showed what neighbors can do. Listen, share, and walk alongside. London and the den did the same thing today. They didn't make a big show. They made a warm place to rest. They shared sticky berries and told stories. They walked until home felt close.
I like that the lesson grows from what they do, not from a stern speech. Actions teach best. When you sit, when you share, when you stay, those are the ways we say, "You are not alone." That's being a neighbor.
Little explorer,
Have you ever helped someone who needed rest? Maybe you sat with a friend on the playground or shared a snack when someone forgot theirs. Can you think of one small thing you could do this week to be a neighbor? A drawing, a kind note, or a simple, "I'm here," can mean so much.
Before we finish, picture London tucking the traveler's little dino-shaped leaf into her pocket. The traveler waved and promised to pass on the kindness like a pebble skipping across a pond, one ripple at a time. That promise sounds small, but ripples reach far.
If you liked today's walk down the long rock road, please subscribe so you don't miss another cozy adventure with Topsy and friends. Share this episode with someone who loves stories and kindness.
Keep wondering, keep growing.
And remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.